Be at peace with one another. In the midst of all the conflicts that are harming humanity in many parts of the world, how welcome is Jesus' invitation to peace. It keeps hope alive when we realize that he himself is peace and that he promised to give us his peace. Mark's gospel places these words of Jesus at the end of a list of instructions to his disciples. While meeting at home in Capernaum, he explains how they should live as a community. The conclusion is clear. Everything must lead to peace, which contains every good. It is a peace we are called to experience in our daily lives, in our families, at work, with those who have different political ideas. It is a peace that is not afraid to face contrary opinions, which we need to speak openly about if we want a unity that is always more true and profound. It is a peace that, at the same time, demands that we should take care that our relationship of love never dwindles, because the other person is more valuable than any differences that may exist between us. Speaking on German television in 1988, Kara Lubick said, "Wherever unity and mutual love come to be, there is peace, indeed true peace. Because where there is mutual love, there is a certain presence of Jesus among us, and he truly is peace, peace par excellence." End quote. Kara's ideal of unity was born during World War II, and it immediately seemed the antidote to hatred and ruptures in society. From then on, when faced with any conflict, Kara persistently put forward the gospel logic of love, as can be seen in a few citations from her book in 1994, Saints Together. When, for example, war exploded in Iraq in 1990, she expressed bitter surprise at hearing, quote, words that we thought had been buried, such as the enemy, our enemies, hostilities are beginning, and the war bulletins about prisoners, defeats. We realize with dismay that this was a blow to the fundamental Christian principle of Jesus' commandment par excellence, his new commandment. Instead of loving one another, instead of being ready to die for one another, here is humankind again in the abyss of hatred, contempt, torture, and killing. End quote. She asked herself how we could escape this, and I quote, "We must knit together, wherever possible, new relationships, or deepening those that already exist between those of us who are Christians and the followers of other monotheistic faiths, Muslims and Jews," end quote. In other words, the solution would involve all those engaged in the conflict at that time. The same is true when faced with any kind of conflict. We must weave together among individuals and peoples relationships of listening, of love, as Kara would also say, to the point of, quote, "being ready to die for one another," end quote. It is necessary to set aside one's own positions in order to understand the others, even though we know that we will not always manage to understand them completely. The others can do the same with me, although at times they too may not understand me and my positions. But nonetheless, we want to stay open to the other, even when there is difference and lack of understanding. Before all else, saving our relationship. The gospel makes it a command, be at peace. Making it a command is a sign that serious and tough commitment is called for. It is one of those essential expressions of the love and mercy we are called to have for one another. Written by Father Fabio Chardi, an oblate priest.